Blog Talk Radio.
Is that gonna be our intro music from now on? Please say no.
No. I'll eventually change it. Like I've just been like doing other stuff. Like this is like on the least of my priorities, and we haven't been doing shows. This show is called Snow Cone. By the way, just like
what's it called again?
Snow Cone.
Snow cones.
You like snow cones? Yeah.
Snow cones are good.
You like snow cones? What flavor snow cone would you eat if you were gonna eat snow cone? Like if you went to like the snow cone place, like
cherry or blue? Blue flavor.
Blue flavor? What is that?
They have this like blue syrup. I don't remember what the flavor is, but it's called
blueberry.
Like, other than that, there you go. Duh. No, I think it was cotton candy. I think it was a cotton candy flavor that I remember they had that was blue color.
Where was that at?
I remember correctly. I don't know. We used to make them at home. Like, we used to have a snow cone machine when I was a kid. And we'd buy the syrup at Costco and shit. Yeah.
Huh?
Hell, we got one now. We got one now here at the house.
You have a snow cone machine?
We just hadn't bought the syrup yet. I know, dude. Like, we had all the shit, like, my mom's got, like, years ago, or, like, not even that many years ago, like, recently, that she just got stored up in the closet we haven't even opened yet. We got one of those robot vacuums, too.
Oh, I mean, okay, that's kind of weird. That's different.
I don't know. I didn't even know we had it until, like, a couple months ago.
You should totally break out the snow cone machine and be making snow cones. I would.
We're gonna. As soon as we get some syrup, we gotta find some place that sells the syrup.
I don't know. Is there like
I'll probably just get it online. You know, I mean, I just hasn't been a huge priority recently. I've been so busy.
Right.
I actually remember I did tell my mom I'd look it up online, see who sells it.
What, the snow cone syrup?
Yeah,
I mean, because summer's coming up, I'd definitely be getting snow cone action. I mean, that's what's up. You know, anybody who's anybody eats snow cone.
Oh, snow cones are bomb, man.
The snow cones are where it's at. I mean, there's all these people out there that are like, oh, yeah, man, I saw Pauly D at Cal, or he probably didn't play Cal. Wherever Pauly D played. You know, Pauly D.
Huh?
You know who Pauly D is, right?
Vaguely, it sounds familiar.
From the Jersey Shore. Dude with the fucking goofy hair. Like his whole career has got goofy hair.
It's from, isn't that one of those reality shows?
Yeah, yeah. His whole career is based off of, I got goofy hair and, like, I'm a Guido.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he's cool,
dude. I don't really watch too much reality television, but I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Actually, he's supposedly supposed to be a good DJ. He DJs in Las Vegas. He's supposed to be a good DJ. I don't know. Because, like, I mean, Paris Hilton DJs, too.
I didn't know that.
But apparently, yeah, Pauly D, like, he makes a lot of money. He DJs, I don't know where he DJs at in Vegas, because I haven't been home in a minute. But I don't know if he does it at the Palms. I know he's been at the Palms. I don't know where he headlines at, but he's got a pretty steady gig in Las Vegas, like DJing at one of the clubs at one of the casinos. Because he's supposedly a DJ. It probably doesn't hurt that you're on the Jersey Shore and you got goofy hair and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, get him more exposure, what? I would imagine.
Why? Whatever. There's this reality show. Because that's what MTV is anymore, stupid shows. There's, like, the show I haven't watched.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Whatever happened to the music videos? When did that shit happen? Like, what the fuck?
No, I mean, you got to get, like, MTV. You got to get MTV 29 if you get MTV
29. Oh, my God.
I got actually, you know what? I got a station on my Xfinity that actually plays music videos. I don't even know what it's called. It's called, but it plays, like, I don't know, the newer videos or whatever. But it's like, it plays some music videos and stuff. But like, anyway, back to Pauly D, he's on this show. It's called In Love with Clones or something. It's like, I mean, these genius marketing, super producer, genius music people, blah, 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 came up with this concept. So they took The Bachelor. And what they did was they took all these reality show people, right? And then they, like, found all these, like, girls and guys, like, seven of them or whatever, that looked exactly the same. And the concept of the show is these reality stars go out on dates with these seven clones. It's called, I don't know, called stupid ass shit. That's what it's called.
Stupid ass shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen the show, man. Like, I saw the commercials on it, and it's like, I mean, all that shit's so super produced. Like,
yeah, it's all fucking bullshit anyway.
Most entertainment is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's all, like, even the fans, like, they don't really know what the stars are about or what they like or what they actually
do.
So whatever, but it's like they're going out with like Pauly D's going out with like these seven clones, like these seven girls that like look exactly the same. And then like it's so pretentious and fake. Like, I mean, that's what turned me off about the show.
It's so transparently fake too. It's obvious that it's fucking it's ridiculous, man. Like, I can't actually watch that garbage.
No, listen. Here's what turned me off about the show when I saw like the promos for it that came on. Is right, it was so pretentious and fake that they were like doing these cutaways and like these little segments of like Pauly D was like, oh yeah, that could grow with a big butt, man. I like a girl with long legs. And there's this black guy said that. I didn't know who the fuck he was. He's like, I like a girl with a big butt, like blah blah blah. And it's like, man, how superficial fake can you make a show? And this is what they're ramming down the American people's throat, dude.
I know.
I mean, it's just a superficial, fake, generic, you know, and like, why would I tune in to watch the superficial, fake people? It isn't even real. It's like super produced. Like I give a fuck. Like, I give a fuck what Pauly D likes or like, what I like girls with.
I got my own life to live, why would I give a shit about what these fucking motherfuckers think?
Exactly.
Or what,
I mean, like,
what they're doing, because
reality TV.
Like.
Yeah, I mean, Jersey Shore's cool. I'm not gonna put down Jersey Shore. And probably he's entertaining somewhat, but Jersey Shore was kinda cool, man, for a while, for like the first like three seasons or whatever. But then it just became so super produced. Crap, and you can tell it's produced. It's like, I mean, I don't know. It's fake shit. I mean, I don't understand why people would tune in to watch other people's boring ass lives, man. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But especially people that aren't really interesting. Like, if you got to produce somebody's life or produce their personality, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, you either got personality and talent and like something about you, or you don't, man. But Jersey Shore hit it at the right time, so it worked out. So, I mean, like, whatever. I'm not saying that show was cool. I've watched, like, every episode of Jersey Shore. Have you ever watched Jersey Shore?
I think I may have caught a few minutes of an episode, you know, a few times, but and that's the only reason I know who you're talking about is because I happen to catch.
Well, I haven't watched. Let me take that back. I haven't watched every episode of Jersey Shore. When they went to Italy, like, I was really bored with that because that's when the show started getting a little stale.
Like,
and I was
like, I know
like,
of
done with
these
it.
Reality shows, but I don't really watch reality television, period, in general. So, you know, I know of them, but you know, I don't really care for reality television in period. It's not really not my thing. I think it's below my intellectual standards for entertainment. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I want to be entertained, I want to watch a show about something that is actually has a storyline and like something sci-fi or something that is made up, but it's written. You know what I'm talking about? I want to watch that kind of a show. I don't want to watch no fucking bullshit reality show, but I want to be entertained. I tune in to fucking watch something different, something unique. I know, like Star Trek, fucking Fringe, whatever, you know? And that's just because I'm...
Fringe? You like Fringe?
No, Fringe.
Oh, I thought you said Friends. I was like, you're not a Friends
fan. No. Fringe, like the sci-fi show Fringe by...
I have not seen...
You know what I'm talking about.
You know what? I've been checking out, man. I haven't been watching a lot, but I don't watch a lot of TV. I've been listening to a lot of radio because I've been doing a lot.
We got rid of our cable, dude. We got rid of our cable altogether and said, fuck it. And we just got unlimited internet bandwidth instead because fucking we can get any show we want through our Fire Stick and through the fucking internet. So why even have cable? For what?
So, anyway, I've been watching like on Netflix because I haven't been watching a lot of TV lately. But... I've been checking out the show Ozark with Jason Bateman. You know who Jason Bateman is?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, he was in he was in that
American
Aniston movie with Vince Vaughn, and he was on that TV show. What was that TV show called with Jason Bateman? You're probably a little bit young to know that. Jason Bateman was on a TV show.
I know you're talking about.
He was on a TV show like when he was a kid. Whatever, I got to screw it. But yeah, like, but he's a good actor. But he's on the show Ozark. That's really cool kind of show. Man. Like I haven't gone through the whole first season of it. I've watched like about five or six episodes of it. But like he's like this accountant, right? And he lives in Chicago, and he's working for the mafia. Or, like, he's, like, washing money for the mafia, right? And his partner ends up stealing, like, $6 million from the mafia guys, right? In the beginning of the season. Like, I'm only on, like, episode 6. And I think it's, like, season 2 or 3. But his partner ends up stealing, like, $6 million from the mafia, right? And they, like, break in, and they kneel them all down, right? And the girlfriend and everything. And the mafia guy, like, Mexican mafia guys, it's Mexican mafia. They, like, kill them all. And then, like, Jason Bates is there. And, like, he begs them, and comes off at the top of his head, like, this really brilliant idea of, like, how they need him to wash money or whatever. And then his wife's cheating on him with this dude, and the mafia goes, and they throw the dude off. But then he ends up moving down to the Missouri Ozarks, right, which is like backwood hillbilly. It's like this whole pretty cool show. Like I said, I haven't played. I'm only on like episode 5 of it. So anyway, let's talk about social media.
Yeah, why not? We might as well.
I mean, I'm, like, having trouble with my Instagram account sometimes, and sometimes I'm not, and I don't really understand why. And what it's doing is it's, like, sometimes it's letting me tag people. Like, I have, like, 6 Instagram accounts, right? And I probably get, I don't know, man, total whole, maybe 700 likes a day. Maybe not that much. It depends on what I put up. Like, I've been putting up my own content, so it's dropped a lot, and I'm, like, not really, like, working at it. So, like, but it's a lot of likes. And I'm not monetizing any of my posts or anything. Comparatively to the marketing gurus who are out there, like, paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and controlling it, like, I'm beating their asses, like, severely. Like, I'll put on my 6 accounts, I put up 5 posts a day. So that's 30 posts total on all the accounts, right? Mm-hmm. At some point in time, Instagram starts shutting down my accounts to where I can't tag anybody. I can't tag anybody. And I've gotten away around that, but they don't let me tag anybody because they don't want me to communicate with anybody, like it's spam or something. And I'm like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why can't I? That's only like 30 total posts in one day.
You know,
let me finish. So that's like 30 posts in a day, right? These motherfuckers that are out here running these marketing companies or whatever, these fake accounts and what, because there's like all these accounts are fake. Like these aren't real accounts. They're sitting there paying thousands of dollars to directly spam everybody and mm-hmm. blast their accounts. That's spam. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting up my own personal posts on tags, and they're marking me and they're not letting me talk. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, no, they've been doing
that's
that.
That's the first.
Like, you're not the only one. Dude. I've heard that they like people in the grassroots activism community that I've been did some work for a while back. Like they'll mm-hmm. they have their pages and shit on Facebook, and Facebook does the same shit. Like if you say something that
Instagram's owned by Facebook.
I know that, but that's my point. They're doing the same shit like on Facebook too. Like they're like if it goes against a certain ideology or whatever, they're gonna shut it down. They shut it down.
It has nothing to do with an ideology. You know what it has to do with?
But that's part of it, dude. That's just part of it. They're not
doing
that post kind of post, but they're doing it to other posts and people like you too, dude. You're not the only one, dude. They're doing this to a lot of
people,
man.
Okay, I understand. Listen, it's not even about like ideology. You know what it's about? It's about a monetary thing. It's because they don't want
that too. That's one. That's also another aspect of it. You're right. Mm-hmm. And in your case, that's probably what it's about. But I'm just saying in general that they're doing that for multiple different reasons. Some for ideology, some for monetary reasons. But it's the point being, it's happening to a lot of people are reporting this happening to them.
I understand. Trying to build a segment. I can't let it talk unless I can build the segment. You know what I'm saying? I know why it's happening. I know that's happening. So trying to build the show. It's a conversation.
I'm just trying to validate what's going on with you, so you know you're not the only one. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. That's all. But it's happening to others too.
So anyway, back to snow cone. So, I know something else. Like, I'm totally fucked. I asked Taylor Swift to go out with me. What do you think about that?
Say what? One more time?
I asked Taylor Swift to go out with me.
Oh, yeah? What'd she say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? You haven't got a response yet?
Well, I mean, life's busy. I mean, what would you say if you were Taylor Swift?
I say, in your dreams, Josh. No, I'm just kidding.
Why wouldn't Taylor Swift go out with me?
I'm just
why wouldn't she go with
me?
I told her for pride, man.
Well, you try to have less pride then and less ego. No, I was just bullshitting, man. I don't know. I can't speak for her, dude, because I'm not her. So.
I mean, I really didn't want to do that. You just don't dash my hope.
Come on now.
You know I'm sensitive. You know I'm sensitive.
Oh, all right. I apologize. I didn't mean anything personal, but.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
I was just busting your chops, bro. That's all I was doing.
I'm a snowflake. I'm a total snowflake, and like I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned about what everybody thinks. Like, I mean, it really hurts my feelings. Like, if somebody tells me no, it really stops me. I'm like, oh my god, this person's really important. They told me no. Oh my god, I quit. You know.
Yeah. I love the sarcasm there.
So what have you been doing, man? What's been up with you?
I've just been working on a couple of these projects that I'm doing for a couple of clients and trying to get them finished up. They're really relatively big projects, so I'm pretty much finished up, just wrapping up all the fine details on them.
What are they?
Same ones that I mentioned before. One of them's the bar system, virtual bar system, and the other one's the campsite. It's a lot of work, man, though. Like,
oh, you're doing the campsite?
The one I told you about, remember?
Yeah, I know. What was that porn source name?
The one that's
Cherry DeVille.
Put it together. Well, that's one of the stars that he could be potentially working with.
It's with that guy, right?
His name is Gianni the Plumber is the stage name, but it's he used to work in the industry. He hasn't done so. He's been out of the loop for a while, but he's been wanting to put this campsite together for a minute, and he just didn't know anybody with the technical expertise until he ran across me. So I agreed to do it for no less than 50% ownership of the LLC once it's up and running. So that's what I'll be getting, whatever 50% ownership of whatever that company makes once it's done.
Okay.
It's a pretty big project, though. It's a lot of work.
So what's it entailing? What are you doing?
Well, basically, it's kind of like a cross between a Howard Stern show mixed in with a porn show on top of that. Like, he's got one of the characters is Gianni the Plumber. And, he's really good with that. He kind of makes it into like a Howard Stern type show, but more adult related. Do you know what I'm saying?
You get more adult related than Howard Stern.
But what I mean is it's got that Howard Stern component to it, but it's also got the adult show, the live streaming fucking cam show.
So
cam
is
show
it like
a fucking so, fucking a porn
so,
star? Whichever one he has
well,
on
I mean, how,
that, during that week.
So what he what's he do? He like no. Listen, let me talk. So what's he do? He like sits down and like interviews the porn star and then has sex with him.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say that for the most part, but it's more than that. I mean, it's like you'd have to like imagine. I don't know about maybe interviewing, but more like it's got a lot of that adult content, the comedy, he's got that.
You're on. There goes Mike. So I guess this does over. Just drop that call. So anyway, I'm done with that show because Mike just stepped all over. Talent. So, this is just a waste of my time. All right. I'm getting